Yeah, what do you call all those
joints
things? Okay. The upper part of a man's body is his
torso.
Or
head.
Get a cold in the
chest.
Okay. It's got broad
shoulders.
This is a
hand.
He's got two
hands.
Okay. The pain ran from his heel all the way up his
leg.
Okay, at the end of your leg is your
foot.
You have two
feet.
You might bruise
your shin.
Okay. The back part of the thighs, especially midway between the knee and the buttock, would be, let's see, if you're squatting down on your...
You're squatting on your knees? On your feet?
You know, do you have a way of saying that if somebody's squatting down like that?
Other than they're squatting.
Do you ever say, I'm squatting down on your haunches?
Oh, no, I don't say that, but I've heard it.
Okay. Is it a person who is very big, muscular, and athletic, you'd say he is very...
masculine.
Big and...
brawny.
Okay. There's another word you'd say he could... Somebody who lifts heavy weights is very...
muscular. Strong.
Okay. What's the difference between brawny and strong?
Oh, I don't know if there is any.
Okay. Somebody who's very easy to get along with would be...
easygoing.
Okay.
Congenial. Pleasant.
Okay. Somebody in his teens, maybe, is very, not very graceful as he walks along.
He's lanky.
Okay. A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he is a plain...
fool?
Okay. A person who will never spend a cent?
Is a miser.
Okay.
Scrooge.
Okay, if something maybe besides Scrooge, you'd say he's a regular...
skinflint.
Okay. When would you use the word common about a person?
When would I use the word common about a person?
Yeah, what does that mean?
That means they're just plain old people like everybody else.
Okay. If a very old person of about 80 can still get around very well and do lots of things, you'd say he's...
spry.
Okay. See, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
afraid.
Any other words?
Scared.
Okay. You might say, she isn't afraid now, but she...
will be.
Or about the old grade mare, she ain't what
she used to be.
Okay, now what's the opposite of used to be?
Used to be... I reckon it is, or change, I don't know. The opposite of used to be.
Yeah, using all that.
Used to
say.
I don't know, what's the opposite of used to be?
Say didn't used to be?
Didn't used to be.
Okay. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty...
brave.
Or...
risky.
Yeah, another way of...
another word for somebody that...
Let's see, you might say something about reckless drivers. There sure are a lot of...
fools?
People running around. You shouldn't be so...
careless.
Okay. You might say, there's really nothing wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
weird.
Any other words for it?
Strange.
Okay.
Goofy. Crazy.
Odd or...
odd.
Is there another word for that?
For odd.
Yeah.
Weird.
Okay, this also is, I think, used to refer to homosexuals now.
Queer.
Yeah, would you use it?
But I use...
would
queer.
You use that word to, say somebody was a bit odd?
I doubt it.
Okay.